world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, beware the Ides of March, baby. We're in the middle of it, aren't we? We're in the middle of it. And man, had a great weekend. That's what the show is basically going to be about today, is a great weekend. Yeah, I know we went to war. I know all that stuff. We're right now in the fog of war, right? And the last thing that you and I should be doing, not that we shouldn't be discerning, but the last thing we should be doing is analyzing what's going on with information from people we don't even know whether it's accurate or not. We don't even know. It's the fog of war right now. And I want to be the last guy to jump in here and say, well, we shouldn't have done this and we shouldn't have done that. And I look across my whole life. I can think of spend a lot of time driving down the road looking in the rearview mirror. And the reality of it is we aren't there anymore. We're here. So we're in the war. We're in a war, and we can argue all you want to, whether we should have done it and whether he shouldn't have done it. It don't matter. We're here. What do we do? We're here. We're here. And so I don't want to make today's show. I'm not going to talk much about that. Because I don't know any more than you know. I don't know any more than you know. I know this. A lot of people dancing in the streets in Iran today. And I also know this, there are a lot of people dancing in the streets of America against what was done in Iran. Would everybody agree with that, right? Would everybody agree? The whole idea of George Washington warned us about foreign entanglements. We're in a foreign entanglement. It is what it is. Here we are. I ain't going to talk about it today, okay? I'm just not. Because why? Fog of war. I don't know what's going on. I see the bombs are dropping. I see that he killed like the whole cabinet of Iran. I say Iran's probably in confusion. I would say Iraq and some of these, they're trying to figure out what to do. The Muslims are trying to figure out what to do. Yeah, they may come and bomb your house. Yeah, they may come and bomb. Yeah. We don't even know if any of that stuff's real. We don't even really know whether or not the war on terror that we fought and the Islamic terrorism in America, folks, 9-1-1 was probably caused by our own government. Somebody give me a thumbs up. And they blamed it on the Muslims. Would you, anybody, huh? Think so? I don't know. We have been lied so much, so much. So let me jump in and go. I'll talk. If he came in here to argue and talk about that, and Trump did this and Trump did that, and we shouldn't have done this, and we should have done this, and we didn't do that 15 years ago, and we have Jimmy Carter and George Bush and George W. Bush, Donald Trump. Oh, geez, we are where we are. Quit driving down the road looking in the rear view mirror. We're here. For better or for worse, we have soldiers dying overseas, for better or for worse. It is what it is. And arguing about whether we should have done it or shouldn't have done it is not very helpful right now. Not very helpful. Cool. Okay. Let me go. Man, we had a great, great, great weekend. And I want to start out with this. Hang on a second. So we went to, what was the name of that town? My head was spinning. We went to Green Bay. I ate dinner yesterday outside the stadium, Green Bay Packers Stadium. I didn't get to go in. My wife did. She went in. And we were in Green Bay, and we were in some other little town, and we were a lot of places, and we drove really fast, got home last night. George McCloy came out of hiding. He went up there with us, and we had a great time and drove home really, really fast, probably the record-setting trip back to Ohio from where we were. We were white knuckled. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Got in late last night, got a great night's sleep. So I'm going to try to be, I'm going to try to be as cogent as I possibly can. I made some notes here. I want to get into the notes, but here's really kind of where my heart is. Everybody listen out there. Two things. Number one, I saw it again this weekend. I'm going to show you here. Hey folks, there's a movement going on underground that we don't see. I saw it this weekend. We went to this men of Pastor David Roth did the Men of Iron conference, 110 guys there, and Ray LeBlanc, help me out here, Ray, was that full of young men or old men, Ray?
Wasn't that a surprise, Dave? We saw a lot of young blood.
Young men.
Yeah.
Young men. And I'm going to show a video that Ray made here in a minute. Hey, folks, listen. Stay with us. Some of you listen. I don't want to hear about it. You'll do well to listen. You'll do well to listen. So on Saturday, I got my days mixed up. On Friday, we had an event just close-knit group with Ray put together. Scott Shara spoke to us. Wow. Well, I pull that up there real quick. Spencer says Scott Shara. And then I want to put it in the I'm not going to watch it. We're not going to watch it. Amazing grace, is the government legally killing us? Friends, look here. Listen to me. We have to get Scott Shara on as many talk shows as we can to explain exactly what they did to his daughter. And Scott made an unbelievable presentation to us. Unbelievable. The evidence that he has, what the medical system did, yada, 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 yada. And Scott Shar is all in to let people know that they are legally killing us. Hey, Dr. Paul, he has the goods. They are legally killing Americans. And he has a case right now that's waiting. The court's going to hear it and wait. Does anybody think? Oh, wow, be careful what I say. You think the government is for Scott Shar? Or you think they're for Pfizer? No, right? Okay. So this is really, really good. And Scott came and made a powerful presentation to us. They murdered his daughter. They murdered her. He got all the goods. He got the medical reports. He got the communication, the emails between one another. Got all the drugs. They killed his daughter. Now, I don't know if you know this. Scott also lost a son a decade ago. He's lost a son and he's lost a daughter. And somebody tell me how anybody walks through that, either one of those things, let alone twice. And knowing that his daughter was murdered and he feels responsibility, said I should have never taken her to the hospital. Put this in the chat. And I would ask you to watch it and then share it with as many people as you can. The government is killing. If I opened it up right now, there are others. I know Martin could take off running on government killing family members. The government killing family members, okay? Now, I don't want any hands up yet, okay? I'm going to lay something out here. So Scott came and spoke on Saturday. It was really, really good. It was really good. And I was just so humbled by how many familiar faces. Coach Dave Livers were there. It was awesome. It was just awesome. And Ray, I appreciate you doing that, man, putting that whole thing together. And Dave Allison went up there, and Dave Allison played his music and did his thing. And Sherry was with him and sacrificed a lot to be there. Neither one of them feeling really, really good. And it was good for my heart. It's good for my heart to be around them, encouraged by them, yada, yada, yada. I want to focus right now, if I can, on the Saturday event. No offense, Ray, it's great. We're all there. You're with me. I know you're with me on that. Let me show you right now a video. Ray's video. Number two, Spence. Ray. So we're in this. We go to this Men of Iron conference. Ray's a lot more handsome than he looks there. We go to this conference, and Ray just kind of does a little video of what's there. I didn't know what we were getting into. Men of Iron conference. Okay, look here. Well, don't let me forget this if I don't come back to this. We need to start a roadshow. What? Yes. They're out there, folks. The men are out there. The pastors don't even know it. This room was filled, 110 guys under the age of 40 was astonishing to me that were there. They are ready. We have to go get them. Now, listen, we have to have a plan. My only criticism of this whole weekend, and it's always the same criticism, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Pastor David put it on. I'm not criticizing anything. Matt Tuella did a wonderful job. I'll get into some of that here in a second as well. But here's our problem, folks. And Ray, maybe you can affirm this. I don't need you to affirm it. Once again, we go to a conference. And hey, Ray, what's the plan? I'm asking you, Ray, what's the plan?
At the conference? Well, men of iron sharpen each other, but the main goal after we're meeting together is to get out and hit somebody.
Yeah, but really, really, the action is there isn't any, really, right? There isn't. Got all these guys in
should
here.
Should be.
They're all awake. I'm stream of consciousness here a second. Raise. We're going to play this in a second. So I went up there, and I had hats and shirts. I thought, I'll take some hats and shirts. Because I take my hats and shirts, and it kind of funds when we go, pays our gas and all that stuff. But, you know, it's – anyway, I took 3 dozen hats and about 3 dozen shirts. How many would that be? 70-some. And took all my whole supply up there. And I was, yeah, let's set up – stay with me. I'm taking you somewhere. I'm connecting all this together. And said, well, I'm going to set up a table and sell them. And, you know, I feel like a gypsy when I go and set up a table, try to hawk hats and hawk shirts, but it funds the ministry. So took all those up there. And when I got up there, I'm not going to say who, doesn't matter. Somebody walked up to me and handed me some cash. And I thought, oh my God. And because that man handed me that cash, never said, I spoke to him. I never breathed a word of it to anybody else. The Holy Spirit told me, give out those hats. Give out those hats. Give out those shirts. And the hats are, you guys know what the hats are, right? Cross hat, the camo cross hat. And the Coach Dave Live, right? Truth sounds like hate shirt. All back of it. Holy Spirit said, give them out. Play the video, folks. These guys walked out, took off their other shirt, and put their new one on. I want you to see the Cross Coach Dave Live hats in this room that are being worn today, who knows where. And the t-shirts that are being worn, who knows where. And it all happened because some guy walked up to me and handed me some cash. And all these guys walked away with a shirt. Go ahead and play this. Ray made this video right in the middle of the conference. Go ahead, Ray. That's how young these folks are. Rub a hat. Ray can't sing.
Soul on fire, in the soul on fire, more than be burned for you again.
Okay, you can take it off. You can watch it if you want. We got to teach guys to wear their hats the right way, though, huh? I don't. Where did this come from? Where did this idea come? So we got to retrain our soldiers how to wear their hats. But at least they wore them. Right, Ray? They wore them. They took off their right there. They took off their old shirt and they put on the new shirt. And what does it say on the back of the shirt? Spencer, can you pull that up real quick? I'll send you $2 if you can. What does this? I'm not trying to sell you a shirt. I'm out of shirts. I got to order new shirts. I got to order new hats because some guy walked up and gave me some money and I gave him out. I gave out. What's it say on the back of the shirt? They couldn't wait to put it on. They want to be men. Spencer's doing the best he can. Abortion is, there you go, brother. There you go. Abortion is murder. Homosexuality is sin. Islam is a lie. Evolution is delusion. Feminism is rebellion. Liberalism is a false religion. Conservatism is pretend salt. Jesus is the judge, baby. These men, they're ready for war. They're ready for, and let me tell you this, hey, pastor. Your guys are ready for war too. Hey, John, your guys, pastor, the men in your church are ready for war too. You're not though. You're not. Nobody's training them in righteousness. Nobody's training them what to do. Nobody. Okay, hang on. Everybody, just relax. Let me get this out of me. Okay. So you saw Ray and what he did. And I know this. This is a message for several of you. Some of you, oh Lord, you can take it personally or you cannot take it personally. It's not personal. This is general. Okay. This is a general statement. God's about to elevate some of you. But he's going to elevate your impact. He's going to elevate your impact. I'm telling you this, you better hear me. Your gift will take you where your character can't keep you. Somebody give me a Vinny in there.
Boom.
Are you in there? You may have a gift, but if your character isn't good, it ain't going to end up good. The Bible says that your gift will make way for you. But I know this from personal experience. The temptation of success. I know it. And I know when I walk into a group of people and people pat me on the back, oh, coach, we love your show. And I feel pride rise on me. It's hard. I push that thing down. Because you ain't special. You a vessel. Gene, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? You're not special. You're a vessel. And soon as you think that it's about you and your ministry and your impact and you're the star, your character will let you down, brother. I'm just telling you, you better be prepared. Because God is about to do something in America. And he's going to use guys like Randy Lunsford. He's going to use guys like Martin. He's going to use guys like Gene Schroeder. He's going to use guys like Vinny. He's going to use guys. He's going to open doors for people to have impact. And if you do not have strong character, you're heading for a train wreck. Anybody hear that out there? It's a fair warning. It's not about anybody. I'm just telling you. The Holy Spirit's about to raise up some men. Now, here's what I want to do. Hey, you can leave and say, he was talking about, no, I wasn't talking about you. Maybe the Holy Spirit's making you feel like I am. I'm talking about you. I don't know what you're doing. I do know this. I smell it. Anybody smell that? Ego. Anybody smell ego? In a lot of ministries, ego. Better push that baby back down. Better push that back down. Dave Allison did a wonderful job this weekend. Did a wonderful job. Play that little clip of him leading the house in worship, number 3. This was at the event that Ray set up for us at the what a beautiful place along the lake. Go ahead. Dave Allison in action. This is a smaller group.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Ray, for doing it. I don't know. Okay, I think you can stop it. I'm getting ready to move. Look, are you guys picking up what I'm laying down? Anybody out there picking up what I'm laying down? Listen, the whole creation's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, and God is going to open the door for some of you. Maybe more than we even know. But I'm telling you, better hear me. Character matters. Character matters. When that door opens, you better walk through it very gingerly. Fair warning. Okay, so here's what I think we're going to do. I need to do. Ray, I'm going to open this up here a little bit. I got a lot of great stuff showing. Get just some reaction from this weekend. But hey, Ray, here's what's on my heart. Folks, are you listening to me? This is kind of a vision that Coach Dave, that I have right now. We need to do a conference every month, every 2 months. We need a conference. Randy needs to have a conference. I'm running down. Allison needs to have a conference. Territorial. In other words, we cannot expect somebody in Nebraska to fly to Florida. We can't expect. But we need to have regional conferences to get men here. Now's the time. I saw it in those young guys. Now's the time. And we need to get together. And Randy needs to organize a conference. And Dave Allison needs to. I'm just throwing out names. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. We need regional conferences again. The men are out there. They're sick of church. And so we're going to be talking more and more about that. And we're going to get a schedule. And we are going to go to them. We can't wait for them to come. Dana, we need to have one. John Sagan, we need to have a conference up there in Minnesota. Get the men together and come up there and awaken the men. Because the truth of the matter is, pastors are dropping the ball. Pastors don't know what to do. I don't think it's that they don't want to do it. I don't think they know what to do. Don't bark as a puppy. Don't bark as a dog. That's the way I see it. Okay, hang on. Where am I? Well, let me throw this up, and I'm going to open up here in a second. This is really, really important. Folks, please understand that on our team, whatever our team is, you better understand this. There's a lot of people on our team who have invested a lot of time and effort and energy in Trump's failure. That went right over the top of the head. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And there are many, many Christians who don't like Trump and are praying for his failure. Now, somebody, maybe not praying for it, but hoping, wishing for his failure. Because why? I wish I could get in there. Because they want to be proven right. Vinny, is that a boom? Is that a boom? And as I said,
we're in it,
baby. We are in it. And if we are waiting for this whole thing to fall apart so we can say, see, I told you so. See, I told you so. You know that's going on, right? You know that's going on. See, told you so. Told you. Well, here's where we are. We're looking in the rearview mirror. Here's where we are. Amen. Okay. Look, I'm sorry. I'm venting a lot here. I'm not going to talk about Iraq, Iran, whatever's going on over there, the end of days. I'm not going to talk about any of that today, okay? Just not going to do it. We'll get back to it. But I want to show you this. I'm looking at my chart here. Men are wandering aimlessly is what I wrote down there. Wow. Matt Tuella, pull that up, number four. Matt Tuella spoke on what day was that? He spoke on in at the men of the lesser magistrate, the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. Scroll down a little bit. Click on that, Spencer. There it is. Yeah, click on it. Expand that. No, I'm sorry, dude. I got you chasing it. No, right? No, right. There you go. Nah, yeah. Okay, this will work. Matt Turrell wrote a book called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. That's funny because that's not what I was looking for, Spence. Let me see. The number four. Do number four. Click on number four. Did you do that? Yeah, okay, cool. Then just click on, is this Wikipedia? I think it's the over. Yeah, just click on, right down here at the bottom. Yeah, right there, click on that. This is what Matt Tuella has been preaching, wrote a book about it called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. Now listen, these words sound confusing. The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate, let's say it this way. The Doctrine of the Lower Authority. Is that okay to use it that way? The Doctrine of the Lower Authority. Meaning this. I was the head football coach, and I had assistant coaches. And it was the job of the assistant coaches, if they saw that I, as the head coach, was screwing up, it was their job to step in and tell me. That's the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. You got that? If you're in your church and you're an elder in your church and your pastor is missing it, it's your job to say so. Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. And here's what it is. Matt's written a book about it. I'll get him on the show here. The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates is rooted in Protestant thought and emphasis of the responsibility of subordinate rulers to protect the rights and liberties of their citizens against tyranny. It posits that when a higher authority, such as a king or a government or a pastor or a coach, issue unjust commands, lesser magistrates like lower officials, governors, mayors, are not only permitted but obligated to resist those commands to uphold justice and common good. Does anybody get it? If your boss is lying and cheating, it is the guy underneath the boss's responsibility to go to the boss and say, you are the man. Stop that. Stop doing that. The context of it came from the Magdeburg Confession in 1550, which argued that subordinate powers could actively resist a tyrannical ruler with the supreme authority sought to destroy true religion. So we're living in a country right now where the government's telling us all what to do, and it's unholy and it's unrighteous. And we not only have the right, but we have the mandate to stand up and push back against it. Anybody following us so far? The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates? If you're going to a church where the pastor's king, I'd run. I'd get the hell out of there as fast as I could. Okay? So the original, where it comes from, 1550, John Calvin's influence suggested that while Christians should generally submit to government authorities, there are circumstances where popular magistrates may act to curb the tyranny of kings. And the key principles are interposition. That means you stand between the abuser and the abused. That's called interposition. You have a moral responsibility. If you see someone being unrighteously treated, you and I, all of us, the lesser magistrate, we have the obligation to step in to defend the innocent. Is there anybody, you guys following this? The lesser magistrate? The idea that the pastor says it, I'm going to do it, that's the way it goes? Nope. You're right, Judd. Judd just put up in there. There are a lot of churches where the pastor is king. Oh, he has, he's got an elder board. Oh, yeah. But the elder board, they're nothing except an amen choir. Anybody know what I'm talking about out there? Right? So here are the key principles. Interposition means the doctrine is often associated with the idea of interposition, meaning I stand between the victim and the abuser. It's a moral responsibility. It emphasizes that the lesser magistrate has the same moral duty as the boss to protect the innocent. If you see it going on and you let it continue to go on, you're just as damn guilty. And number three is a lot of historical examples. Okay, now I'm not going to get buried on this. I'm going to get mad in here to explain it. But he's written a book called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. Is boom, 100,000 copies, I think Matt said he sold. Can you pull that up there real quick, Spencer? And again, I'm going to get mad on to talk about it. But I heard him make that presentation again this weekend. And it just, that's us. That's us. What is the lesser magistrate doctrine? Really, really good. Matt has a video on it. Put this in the chat so people can find that. The lesser magistrate doctrine teaches that when the superior or higher ranking authority screws up, it's the job of those behind him, below him, to rise up and say, no, no. It's a moral obligation that we all have. And all of you, all of us are both a greater magistrate and a lesser magistrate. I'm the lesser magistrate from my King of Kings, but I'm the higher magistrate over my family and over my children and over my grandchildren. It's a hierarchical one, right? And for too long, we as Christian men don't understand that we have the moral obligation to stand up and say, that's wrong, stop doing it. Even if the guy's your boss, that's wrong, stop doing it. And that's only going to come up, that, by the way, isn't that what the Bible says, that the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of God's people to stand up? Somebody to say, I'm sorry, that's wrong, we're not going to do it. No, we're not going to cut off the penises of little boys. No, we're not going to do that. It gets deep, doesn't it? The stuff gets deep. Amen. Amen. Now, that's kind of, I got a lot in my heart, a lot I want to talk about today, but I'm going to open it up. I want to hear from you guys. Ray, if you want to testify, anybody want to testify? Look, folks, the idea is not to make you feel bad that you didn't go. It's to encourage your heart that there's good stuff going on, man. There's good stuff going on. Ray, what did you see, Ray?
Well, you know, you talked about everybody else, but you didn't mention yourself, and I understand that. But you brought the room alive with your energy, and I think you raised up the level of testosterone in all the men that were there.
I think so. I do too. That's a job of a coach. Thanks, Ray. Look, hey, folks, look. I'm not patting myself on the back. You know why? It's my gift. Anything special about me? It's my gift. And you should never, ever look. I have the ability to tell a story about a dog that'll make a cat cry. God has gifted me with that ability to motivate. Why the hell do I think I'm special? Because that's a gift he gave me. Gary Pierce has the gift to organize. Dave Allison has a gift to do. Paul Goslin's got the gift to heal people. Why do we want to brag about our gift? It's a gift. And what I have is a gift. And I appreciate that you say nice things about me. I'm just using my gift. That's all. Go ahead, Ray. Hang on, Ray. Hang on. Let me rest one more time. And there ain't nobody ever told most of you what your gift is. Mm-hmm. And you know you have a gift, and nobody appreciates it. And that's why you get ego fed, because this thing's busting inside of you, that you got something inside of you. You want to get out, but you're not going to get it out if it's about you being important. It ain't going to work that way. It ain't going to work that way. You don't have any idea how much I try to guard my gift. What would you guys think about me? Let's say, let me start with Ray, well, whoever, Mark Tri, you're all up and down here. What would you guys do if you found out that when I went to these conferences, I started hitting on some women? Or I went to the conference with my wife, but some other women were talking to me at the table. And when I went home, I started texting those other women. Hey, Ray, don't tell me that don't go on, brother. Don't tell me that don't go on. So if you cannot, that's what I just warned some of you out there. Your gift will take you where your integrity can't keep you. And before you step into the arena to be an emissary through which the Lord operates, you better check that, brother. Say, hey, God, is this you or is this me? Is this you or is this me? because I don't want it to be me. I don't want it to be me. I want it to be you working through me, and I want to be able to humble myself and let everyone know this ain't me. Hey, Ray, I got a gift, don't I, dude?
Absolutely. So do other men in here, too, and need them to use.
There's a lot of gifts in here, Ray. There's a lot of gifts in here. Go ahead, Ray.
I just wanted to close with, like I said, there was 120 or so men there, and they were young, and it sounds like something's growing out of that. I made a few contacts with the people up there in Green Bay, and now, you know, now that we have these contacts, when there is something going out there in the public arena, we have a base to draw from. Say, hey,
amen, brother.
I am going out. Actually, Coach, I'm going out this Saturday because ICE protesters are coming to Marshfield, and I'm putting together a group and grabbing some of them people from Green Bay. So you come out and join me as we raise up King Jesus in front of this group of demonic. So, you know, that's what it's
hey,
all
Ray,
about.
You mean, you, Ray, you mean a bunch of guys with cross hats and shirts?
You got it. You got it. Yep.
Hey, Ray, did they want to be on a team or not? Did those guys in that room want to be on a team?
Oh, heck yeah. They want to get out there. You can taste it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what we did? You know what we did? We validated their desire in their heart to stand up and do something about it. Damn it.
Yeah.
Boom. Anybody else? I can't find my call. It's up here. I'm sorry. There it is. There I'm back in there. Okay. Martin.
Coach, once again, thank you for your service to going to people. For being, I know, but you're still a human, brother, and we're still going to encourage you because, you know, even the coach gets tired. So thanks, brother. And just to let you know that I'm out here in Southwest Ohio taking care of business. So just keep up the good work. You breathe a lot of life into me when I come in and I'm able to watch. And I hope that's happening to the other folks that's actually doing. And, hey, listen, if you're not going to get off the bench now, I don't know what to say.
Well, we're going to help him do it. We're going to help him do that. The gift of exhortation. Spencer, go. Hey, George, hey, get ready. I'm getting ready to bring you in. Spencer, go to Webster's exhortation. I have that gift. That is my gift. I know it. What? The act of practice of exhorting, the act of inciting to laudable deeds, incitement to that which is good or commendable, the form of words intended to incite and encourage. Hey, Ray. Look, folks, the proof's in the pudding. Ray, was that room electric when I was done? Maybe Ray chomped off. That room was electric. Why? Because my gift's exhortation. It's my gift. My gift's teaching. I know my gift. You know your gift? Does anybody give you an opportunity to use your gift? See, some of you say, well, he's out there bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm acknowledging that it's a gift from God, and I want to use it to glorify God. I want to use my gift. And a lot of you guys out there don't even know what your gift is and don't even know how to use it. I want to coach you to be able to do that. Come on in, George.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Dear Lord, humbly come before you and heal my character. You're talking about me, Coach. My problem is my character and my mouth. So, but what I want to say is this. At that conference, those young men that were in there, when you got done speaking, it was the what you talked about basically boiled down to accountability. And these young men, they were 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds. And when I was talking with them, I was talking to him and I was telling him specific imprecatory prayers, and they started saying them with me right then. And those young men who love our Lord, they're looking for something. When they're taking their shirts off right there, putting Coach Dave Live shirts on, all had the hats on and fired up. Now, what I'm saying is this, they're ready to go. They're really, really ready to go.
I know.
They don't have a vision of what to do. Now, there are certain things that have been done, whether we go staking, whether do the Jericho march around the courtrooms, whether it be at the abortion clinic, stand there, or at the school board meeting. These are actions, because the pastor was talking about exactly what Liberty Mail talks about. James, well.
Okay, so George, let me interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you because I want to tell your story, not your life story. And I'm going to ask this question for everybody here. Okay. Hey, George, where the hell you been?
They murdered my dad, and they murdered my dog. And I didn't want to go down here and say stuff that is offensive. And I'm terribly offended, so I step back. And if everybody that I talked to before, I love you, I just step back. So bottom line is this, Lord called me back. And
Lord called you back. Folks, listen. George, listen, folks, are you looking at me? And it's for those people. I can name 30 of them. Why would you run away from the light? This is light. You don't have to agree with me, but this is light here. And you mean to tell me you get offended and run to the darkness? Is that the way it works? Dumb as a rock if you do that. Welcome back, George. Glad to have you back. Let me get John Sagan in here real quick. I'll get you, Jack. John's up. John's one of those knuckleheads up in Minnesota. Come on in, John. Got to unmute, John. No, you got to click and unmute. There's a microphone. John, still don't have it yet, brother. You still haven't unmuted. There you are.
Oh, am I? How you doing, Coach?
Go. Let's go.
It was an awesome conference. You were talking about the doctrines of the lesser magistrate. Right there. Yeah, get that book. It's civil government.
What did you get out of it this weekend, John?
Oh, it was awesome. I got out of it. You know, the church has fallen asleep. We as a church have fallen asleep. And it's a lot of what's going on in that world is because of the church. You know, we look at Germany. Didn't Germany fall asleep? Did the church fall asleep? Out of 2,500 evangelical churches in Germany, only 7 evangelical pastors went to jail that spoke out against Hitler. And I was going to say, too, when Matt Torello was speaking, silence in the face of evil is consent. Like Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, silence in the face of evil is consent. When you see silence going on in evil, you are consenting to that evil. And like Ray was at the...
Silence in the face of evil is evil itself, Bonhoeffer said. If you see evil going on and you keep your mouth shut, you're just as damn evil.
That's right, Coach. And like Ray was at the drag queen, when they were having those drag queen storylines, Ray was before the board saying, you cannot show this lewdness. And I just compliment Ray for doing what he did. And this conference was awesome. Hey, this conference was awesome. I really got a lot out of it.
John, how many men do you think are like you out there, way sick and tired of what's going on and trying to figure out what the hell to do?
I don't know. There's a lot of men. I was at my pastor. I'm trying to get my pastor, Gooch, to you know, he's a man of God, but we're trying. But yeah. I'm sick of what's going on. Hey. I'm understand.
Come on now. What's a man of God? What the hell is that? Oh, he's righteous and he reads his Bible. He has a nice family. Oh, well, good. He's a man of God.
I just do good. I can go to a Joel Osteen church. I can just come up feeling good. Oh, I'm happy. I'm pretty. I'm smart. I have your favor. I'm Joel Osteen.
And meanwhile, they're teaching your neighbor's kid to cut off his genitals.
Yeah. Well, what about the little old lady you cut off at the parking lot? Doesn't she have your favorite either, Joel? You know?
Amen. I got to roll on here. Let's go to.
Okay, Jack. I love you, Coach. Love you, Jack. Love you, Coach. John. Good to see you.
John's in Minnesota. We're building an army. I'm gonna conclude this in a few minutes. Go ahead, Jack.
Identify, isolate, and destroy.
Say it again, Jack. Say it again.
Identify, isolate, and destroy.
Like what we just did with Iran, you mean?
Something like that, yeah. There's so much testosterone running down the streets right now with people on both sides that don't know what to do to jump into this.
So that's why they go look at porn and masturbate. That's why they go look at porn and masturbate, because they got all this testosterone they don't know what to do with. I came home so tired last night, I couldn't have masturbated.
So listen, a couple weeks ago, I said something on here, and Randy bless his soul, gave me his little quote. And we use all these little quotes, and they're great things. But if you go look at them in context, obedience is better than sacrifice. I went and looked up where that came from. The obedience is better than sacrifice was Samuel telling Saul that you screwed up, moron. You were supposed to kill every and one of the Amalekites, all of their children, and all of their animals. And so your sacrifice of their animals is abhorrence to God. Wait a minute. See, we don't use the whole thing in context. So I was just really interested that the obedience part that Samuel was telling Saul wasn't giving him a pat on the head. It was punching him in the face, telling him that his obedience.
It's easy to obey when the task is easy. Easy to obey. Okay, hey, listen, I'm up against the clock. Dave Allison, I'll get you just a minute, Dave. I want you guys to see this. Pull this up real quickly for me. Sorry. Coach, where'd you lose it? Go down number 11. Go down number 11 real quickly. Because, hey, we've got political tribalism. You guys know what political tribalism is? Huh? Here's the truth. Some of us don't want America to succeed. Oh, we want America to succeed. We don't want Trump to succeed. Now, this is a picture. Do you guys know that before we went into Iran, do you guys remember the Shah of Iran? Do you remember him? The Shah of Iran? Do you remember Iran used to be civilized? Used to be Americanized. I hate to use that term, right? And then the mullahs came in and took over. And the people have been so oppressed. Listen to this interview. Despite what the media is telling you, and the media tribalism, listen to what this girl says. This girl is in Iran. Go ahead.
Finally, President Trump. Thank you so much, President Trump. We love you. Completed this. Thank you, God. Thank you. God bless President Trump. And we are just so excited to see what the next steps are. No matter what it is, anything is better than the current dictatorship. And he's dead. He's gone. Thanks to Donald Trump. Thank you so much. We love you. Finally.
Making a lot of Trump haters nervous. What's this guy say?
How can you be silent? This is not okay. I'm no longer going to support Democrats. You Iranians, none of you should support Democrats. I'm honest. Honestly, I'm livid. I'm done with them. Completely. Just acknowledge the truth. Islamist Marxism is a terrorist entity. 90 million Iranians held hostage for 47 years because of your silence. American people, this is not about being politically correct. This is not about Islam. This is not about religion. This is about a cult. I beg you, I urge everyone, Democrat, Republican, please stand for people of Iran. This time, please stand by us. I beg you. I beg you.
The bombs are falling.
How?
Huh? On Tehran.
Folks, listen. Don't forget this, man. Everything is shaped by the media. Do you think the media is going to tell you the truth? Do you think the media wants Trump to be successful? Come on in. Come on in, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. Thanks so much. Again, it was a great time of fellowship. Thanks, Ray, for what you did this weekend. And for those of you that I just seen some stuff put in the chat, and I see how quickly people's shorts get put in a knot. Well, let me help you out. You're sorry you didn't make it. You feel bad you didn't make it this weekend. Well, let me give you a chance to make you feel bad, even though you didn't go. Okay. So what I taught on this weekend was out of Malachi 1. You know, people see the scripture, God hated Esau, but he loved Jacob. If you go back and read that scripture, that when you read that, God is, he's rebuking Jacob so strong to the point where he tells him, you are a total failure, dude. But one of the things that I got out of that, and we need to understand, all the self-righteous, sanctimonious folks in here, God says to you, you put on a big show on Sunday. You put a big show on Sunday. The music, the flags, the dancing, the whole nine yards. But then you walk out of church and you give me nothing.
Amen, brother.
You know what he says? You know what he told Jacob? Jacob, you're better off to go close the doors of the church and quit mocking me. You'd be much better off.
He told him, don't bring me anything that didn't cost you something. Huh? We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Really? You think that's it? You think coming in there and singing is what he wants? You praise the Lord by obeying him, by doing the hard thing. That's how you praise him. Not come in and sing your songs. Sing your songs and everybody feels good. Oh, wasn't praise and worship great today? Yeah, what did it motivate you to do? Did you go out and rescue a baby? Did you go to a school board meeting and stop the castration of children? Did you go to the school board and stop the indoctrination of children into atheism? Did you do any of that? Oh, no, but oh, praise and worship is so good. So hang on. I'm excited. I'm kind of announcing this morning, although I'm not ready to announce it, but I want to encourage you all. We're going to start a road show. I'm going to start a road show. And here's what we're going to do over the next year. We're going to have a monthly Coach Dave Live event in different states. Randy, you're going to organize one. Ray, you're going to organize one. Paul, I don't know, someone's going to organize one. And we're going to say we're going to do it here this month. We're going to do it here this month. And we will help financially if we have to promote it, to get the men out there, hold your ears, to get a hold of the men out there who give a shit. We're going to call them out of their churches, and we're going to really begin to ignite again the Salt and Light Brigade, a group of men who are sick and tired. Yes, women can be part of it. Yes, women can be part of it. But we, folks, we cannot expect men to drive 500 miles to be part of an event. We're going to have one in Oklahoma. We're going to have one out in Nevada. We're going to have one in Illinois. We're going to have one in Maine. We're going to monthly move with these events, and we're going to go find the men. By the way, you won't have to look very hard. You won't have to look very hard. Now is the time. Come on in, Adam.
Hey, Coach. Good morning. Well, you know why all these churches don't get involved, Coach? Because, as you've said it before, it's a business. All they care about is not offending people, because if they offend people, they won't get money put in a collection plate. And the pastor's salary is based off of their attendance. And by
now,
how many
Adam, let me hold you there a second, because that's true. That's all true. But you know what it is? More than that, they want the approval of man.
True.
They love being the guy. They don't want to make anybody mad. Go ahead, keep going. So it isn't just about money. It's about adoration. Sorry, authority. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, Jesus said the same thing to the Pharisees, and that's why he called them whitewashed tombs with dead man's bones inside. Inside, they were spiritually dead, but they had the garbs of religious men. And that's what we got going on today in the church, Coach.
You mean, you're right, you're right. And so you mean to tell me you go to a church where a pastor has never once said abortion's murder and we're going to go stop it?
Never heard a pastor say that.
Never heard that in your church? Nope. No. And what are they teaching your kids in school? And your daughters and your granddaughters and your neighbor's daughters are screwing around, getting pregnant and having abortions, and you're going to church.
Hey, Coach, I tried to get a local group of pastors together just to prayer walk our community. And I couldn't even do that because they were afraid of what they call sheep stealing.
Isn't that unbelievable? Hey, folks, we're moving beyond the pastor. We'd love the pastors to join us, but we're moving beyond them. We have to move beyond. Because why? All the creation is growing and looking, waiting for us to show up, baby. We're going to do it. As God is my witness, we're going to do it. Jeff Nell.
In Nevada, we're thinking about moving to Idaho to get closer to our daughter. What'd you mention, Nevada? Regarding the churches, his image, reputation, numbers, and money, period. That is it. What I hear in Reno, nothing. Right here where I live, Fallon, nothing. I've been to every church. There's been Idealized.
He's a okay, so look, I'm running out of time. That's the problem. You don't need to tell me. I know the problem. What are we going to do about it? That becomes, hey, Jeff, we're going to come to California. We're going to come to California, and we're going to find 150 men around you who are willing to fight. And we're going to start with that. Over the next 12 months, we're going every month to some town, some state, and we're going to wake them up. That's what we're going to do. Y'all in with that? Y'all in with helping us do that? That's what we're going to do. So I didn't mean to cut you off, Jeff. I did mean to, but I apologize. Good to see you back. I'm glad you're feeling better. I know you're doing good because the world hates you, brother. I know the world hates you. It's all good. Go ahead, Martin. Quickly, Martin, and then John.
Thanks, Coach, once again. Hey, I linked in the chat that fantastic speech from the movie The Patriots, sir, with Mel Gibson. You might want to play that. Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks. John, come on in. Or maybe you didn't know, John. Maybe your hand's just up. John, after you've come in to talk, then you gotta take your hand down. If you want to say something, you can. If you don't have to, that's okay too. All right. So guys, let's do this. Let's ignite a movement. Now we ought to be actively involved. Go to Scott Shire real quickly. This is a video I'm going to put in the chat because Scott was on here the other day, and I saw Scott this weekend. And I'm telling you, man. So Scott has a program. Did a program. Just play a little bit of it, of what they've done, friends. Hey, Martin, they killed your relative too. Hey, Paul Goslin, they killed people you know too. They killed them, folks. They killed them. Let justice roll down like a mighty river. So this is just a great clip that you guys ought to watch in the presentation Scott made this weekend. I just can't imagine that they murdered. He has the evidence. They murdered his daughter and the hospital and the drug companies, and they're all covering for it. The legal system all covering for murder. Just play a quick clip of this. Go ahead.
You know, I had never seen that video of the man escaping from the hospital. That was fantastic. So thank you for playing that in the open. And, you know, you're right about this is worldwide, even though in my book, I bring the receipts that are happening in America. The reality is, so, you know, you see the title of the book cover up there right now is The Government Legally Killing Us. Well, that's the American government. But, you know, as an example, the Canadian MAID program, just what everybody's familiar with, and I'm going to be blunt and just tell you as my open, America started it. And they started it on March 23rd of 2010. Section 1553 of Obamacare is our legal system's way to legally kill us with euthanasia in America. But America has a problem.
What do you think, Dr. Paul? Is he telling the truth, Dr. Paul? The killing people, government approved and supported and defended murder. Is that going on, Paul?
Behind closed doors, Coach. You should see what happens in the hospital. Uh-huh. And I'll be honest with you. You know, from the beginning, me and Scott kind of talked back and forth. And he regrets every single time he didn't walk in there and start turning over tables when his child was being murdered. He didn't understand the games they play.
He trusted them, didn't he, Paul? He trusted the medical system. And Paul,
and Coach,
Paul, the medical system's about money, isn't it, Paul? It's about money.
It is. And, you know, when I was in training, Coach, I mean, I literally threw doctors against the wall during rounds because of their insanity, their lack of empathy for patients. It's crazy, Coach. And it's maybe crazy. I'm a little emotional about it, but you know what? Turning over tables sounds right to me, Coach.
Amen. So let's get a hold of Mike Heath up there, and let's get a hold of Paul Goslin. Let's get hold of those people up there in Maine, and let's come up and do a road show up in Maine. So we're launching, I don't know, we got to give a name for it, the Coach Dave Road Show, although I don't want it to be Coach Dave. I want it to, how about the Men of Faith, something, road show, that we're going to go wake them up, baby. We're going to go find them, and we're going to wake them up, because the whole creation's groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It's our turn now. See you tomorrow.